Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's time for the Mix 100 Sports Report. Hell of a night last night for sports, huh, Josh?
It was amazing. And the Ball Arena was absolutely rocking because of what happened last night when Brett Kulak, in overtime, became the hero and scored the game-winning goal for the Avs.
Natchez. Natchez.
Listen to that horn.
Jeez.
How many times did that go off?
8 times. Whoever is in control of the horn, the fog horn at Ball Arena, was feeling it last night, as we all were. Look, the Avs, that game did not start out how they wanted it
to. No.
Weren't they down like by 3?
3 quick goals by the Minnesota Wild to put the Avs and their fans in complete shock. Like, I was actually at the game last night. It was dead silent in the first period. Everybody was down. We were like, this was the game we were supposed to close out.
I'm leaving early.
Okay, so that was the case for a lot of people as the game progressed. The Avs took 58 minutes to tie up that entire game. And so there was a lot of people that I was like, they're hitting the exit rows early. Avs come back. Nathan MacKinnon ties it up. Electric. It was absolutely electric scene when he tied it up and then eventually the game winner in overtime. That was one of the loudest I've ever heard Ball Arena be. And I've been to 1,000 games there. The atmosphere was electric. Nathan MacKinnon said it was electric. He said the fans were. It was just amazing being there. The Avs do finally put the Minnesota Wild to Betty Bye.
Bye-bye.
They go on to the Western Conference Finals.
So it's Golden Knights or Ducks, right? Is
yes.
that next?
Okay. It's Golden Knights or Ducks. They play tonight. The Knights are up 3-2. So it could be the Knights after tonight.
From what I understand, we essentially have the cup in the bag, though.
Well, oh, jeez.
Am I not supposed to say that?
No.
Say, knock
That's
on wood.
The experts are saying. Experts are saying we've already got the cup.
The experts.
Holy Toledo.
That's right.
Is that not good?
Well, I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious.
Who do you want them to play, the Knights or the Ducks?
I think I would probably prefer the Ducks. I think the Avs are better than both teams.
Just the history with the Knights, right? That's what we don't like.
Yeah, there's a history. Knights are a good team. Yeah. They're a very good team. The Duckies are kind of the first. This is their first experience if they get to the Western Conference Final in a long time. So.
Is Emilio Estevez still the coach?
Emilio!
what was that guy?
Quack.
Was
it's
it Gordon?
Martin.
It was Martin
Gordon Bombay.
Yes.
Gordon Bombay.
Is he still
you.
The coach?
Thank you.
I would say no.
Gordy.
All right, that's Jaron Sports. There. Katie's got a crop top hack.
Yeah.
For all the ladies out there, what you got?
Okay, so it is called the crop tuck band, and I at first was like, "This is dumb. Why are we wasting our money on that?" And then I looked into it, and I was like, okay, maybe we have ourselves an invention here. Actually kind of like it.
What? Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant when it comes to the crop top. Is that above the belly button?
Yeah. So a shirt that is showing off your midriff.
Gotcha.
Is essentially a crop top.
Okay.
And what this does is it takes any shirt that you have. So if you've got like a t-shirt, you could turn it into a crop top.
Yeah.
Without cutting it and destroying it.
Oh,
so that's a big thing.
Okay.
If you see like a lot of the trends that Gen Z does, especially, is they'll take a t-shirt and they'll cut it and they'll make it a crop top.
You're like,
but
no.
You essentially ruin it for wearing that shirt the regular way ever, right?
My old Nirvana t-shirt,
yes,
no.
You've taken all the fabric away, never to be seen again. But
okay.
This crop tuck band actually is like a rubber band you put on underneath your shirt and it brings up the fabric. No, I'm
Hold
liking
up.
It.
So
yes.
You put the rubber band around your skin, essentially, right?
Essentially. Yeah. And then it has different variations of tightness, so you can tighten it to your
waist
specification.
Okay.
But I do, at first, like, because I saw the comments, right? That's what got me going, is they're like, why don't you just tuck your shirt in or buy a crop top to begin with? But this essentially takes a t-shirt and makes it two different pieces of clothing. So I'm kind
Can you
of
just
on
use a belt?
Board with it now. It looks like a belt almost. But it's a little thinner than that because you don't want the belt outline.
Well, this one stretches too, right?
Exactly. So belt it's almost
stretch
like
too.
It's almost like it, they do stretch, but this is almost like just a string.
It's like a rubber band.
It's like a rubber band.
Just a
exactly.
giant rubber band.
Whereas a belt is a little thicker, and so you're going to be able to see that under the shirt. I know you're laughing, but
I'm sorry. Like if you were doing this, like we're going out for the night. Where's my belly rubber band?
Where's my crop tuck band?
And you're, I mean, come on.
No, I
look at yourself in the mirror. What are you doing with your life?
It's funny because I was with you at first. I was like, who's making money off this? And now I'm like, gosh, I wish I made this first because you make a lot of money off this. It's not just with t-shirts. It's with sweaters, if you will.
You can do it
it's
with your hoodie right
tank
now.
Tank tops. With my hoodie, I could have a crop top hoodie right now.
Who's
if
doing
I wanted
crop top
to.
Hoodies?
That's a thing.
See,
oh, it's
you know
a
what?
Thing.
Okay, it's a thing, Jeremy.
It's a thing.
You got to have a good belly, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you?
Is there
looking
a warning label
like
on these
that?
Then?
No. And you know, you don't really have to have a good belly.
They need to put these behind the counter like cigarettes.
No. So you can
share
me.
What?
Anybody can
crop. Look around.
Get your crop top on. Anybody can crop
you
top.
You need to go.
There's no rules.
Up to the counter at Walgreens
no.
and be like, I need a crop top belly holder.
Crop top band.
Crop
That's
top band.
For.
And they got it. They're like, they check your ID. First, and then they
measure you.
Then they look at your weight on your ID.
No, that's not happening.
And then they give you elevator eyes, and
no.
they're like, I can't do this.
Crop tops are flattering.
I'm sorry, I can't sell you
for
this.
All body shapes, though. That's the thing is they are because they really accentuate your waist. And so I don't know why you're looking at me like that. And they
the
do.
Crop top is not good for all body types.
It is because it accentuates your waist, and if, I don't know why. It does.
You ever heard of a Dunlop?
A Dunlop?
A Dunlop?
No. What?
My stomach Dunlop over my belt.
Oh, that is so mean. I've seen a few Dunlops in my life, actually.
So have I.
But
that's
still.
Why there needs to be a warning label on these and behind the counter at Walgreens.
Yeah, but
you can send your hate mail to Jeremy at mix100.com.
There we go. Thank you for that part, though.
Well, let's get you updated on all the big stories of the day. I guess Netflix had their big upfront presentation yesterday, which is basically them going up there and pounding their chest about all the great things that they're going to be releasing on the flicks.
Oh.
Some of them look really interesting. Before I get into that, I actually laid in bed last night, and I got about halfway through the Kevin Hart roast
on
Netflix.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
No?
How is that still a thing?
The roasting?
It is, I mean, horrific, the
it
things
is.
That they say.
It is, but I also...
It's bad.
I get it, but I think that comedians, like, they need to protect that. They need to protect their right to talk about things that they think are
Completely
funny.
Completely agree.
I mean, and they offend people. That's what comedians
it is
do.
So offensive.
And honestly, the whole purpose of a roast is just that. I mean, they'll clown on you if you don't get up there
I
and
get
give it.
It
you
I
know?
Understand it.
And so,
I really do. I'm for it.
Yes.
And I think it's great to see people not taking life so damn serious.
Yeah.
And comics are good at that.
Yeah.
But I kind of was like, I don't think I'm going to watch the rest of this.
Oh, no. It was like that.
I was like, oh, my.
See, I heard it was so funny.
And I'm not a puckered dude, but
no.
I was like.
It was funny.
I was like, okay, this is.
It was dark.
Yeah.
It was
I mean,
real dark.
The things they said about like some of the people that were on the dais up there, it
yeah.
was.
Well,
it was like
again,
personal against
do.
Chelsea Handler. Like people.
Which side note, she looked great.
She did.
Chelsea Handler said about 50 Cent and Kevin Hart. That joke was my favorite of
solid.
The whole night. It was so funny. But yeah.
But I'm just surprised there isn't like all the puckered people out there outside with their picket signs saying we got to stop this.
Oh, I'm sure there are. They're just not really caring because again, it's they need to protect the sanctity of comedy roast.
Yep. Yep. I get it. I'm
know?
For it. I'm with you, but
me too.
Even I was like, I don't think I should put this in my mind for the rest of the night. I think
no,
I'm done here.
Thank you.
Anyway, they also announced that K-pop Demon Hunters is officially hitting the road with a global concert tour. You're welcome, parents with small children. We love K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, you're going to hear more of that. Yay!
Yeah, more golden. More golden.
They're going up, up, up.
Netflix held its... never mind. I just said that. Grown Ups 3 is going to be coming out with Sandler.
Adam Sandler!
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Adam Sandler said it's going to be back. No word on casting or plot details, but I would imagine it's going to be the same crew from the first two. And then the one that kind of made me laugh a little bit was... Nick Cannon's going to star in a Netflix docuseries premiering later this year, documenting his life raising 12 children with six different women.
I was going to say, it has to do with his multitude of children, right? Like, that's what it has to do with.
But... while managing his entertainment career. He's just juggling all sorts of stuff, isn't he?
You ever seen that video of him trying to name all his kids?
No.
He can't do it. He forgot one, and he's like, I cannot remember the kid.
What's her name again?
Keep it in your pants, bro.
I know.
Exactly.
What's the local stuff?
Okay, so yesterday morning, actually, when we were still doing the show, a cyber truck crashed into a preschool right here in Lone Tree. Happened about 8:30 in the morning, and it caused a fire there, too. Part of the story that just... oh, it makes you just a little sad for the grandparent that was in the car with two little kiddos.
Oh, it was a grandparent.
It was a grandparent.
Oh, so this kind of tracks.
Yeah, there was two little kiddos in the car with them, and thankfully everyone's okay. Thankfully everybody's doing okay, but it was a grandparent.
Because immediately I was like, terrorism, or drunk driver, but it was grandmama.
Yeah, she hit the wrong pedal.
It was Pat.
Yeah, that's what it was. And you know that... as a parent, if you heard this story and your kid went to this school and the grandparent was dropping them off,
you're like, oh,
morning,
God, don't let it be me, Ma.
Oh, please don't let it
be me, Ma.
Oh, no. Goodness gracious. But again, thankfully, everybody's okay. This preschool is going to remain closed. Obviously, they're going to have to do a few things to get it back up to code and whatnot.
Sure.
But, oh,
God,
my
that's
goodness.
Dangerous because those battery-powered cars, man, they can go up in flames and it takes forever to put them out and thousands of gallons of water.
And that's what happened was the Cybertruck, that little fire it ignited, just kind of spread.
Meemaw.
And, caused some problems. But again, thankfully, Meemaw's okay. She may just take
whoopsies!
She may be a passenger from now on.
Why is Meemaw in a Cybertruck?
Poor Meemaw. I know.
Give Meemaw a little Mini
Meemaw
Cooper.
Meemaw was real cool until she mistook the
why isn't Meemaw in an old Buick?
Oh, I know. She should be in an old Buick. Exactly. She doesn't need backup cameras. You don't know how those work, Meemaw. Okay, so this guy... I laughed so hard when I saw this story, but this is total just complete, I don't know. So this guy tried to break into Copper Mountain, right? And ski. Yeah, totally. Like, homie walked into the resort, tried going up the hill, and the ski patrol folks were like, hey, guy, we're closed. And he didn't care, right? He just kept going. He went up anyway, completely disregarding what they said. So they called the cops. Like, ski patrol was like, we got to get this guy off the mountain, right? So the deputy sheriff came and rode up on a snowmobile with the ski patrol to find this guy who was just taking laps down the mountain like crazy.
What's his entitlement issue?
No, the entitlement is exactly it. And so the
what
cop,
the rich guy problem
yes!
is this guy rolling around with?
It drove me crazy. So anyway, he comes down the mountain. You got the ski patrol and the deputy there waiting for him saying, hey, we told you you couldn't do this. And he still was uncooperative. Still.
Was this guy on something?
No. Can you believe this guy? He was just
issued.
Yeah,
he's on Loaded in Crypto, probably.
Exactly. Oh. He was just issued a court summons, and he may face a fine of like $1,000. But I'm like,
that's it?
You deployed
do we know
the
if he was
patrol,
rich? Like, and just
I'm
entitled.
Sure he was.
Is that
come
what it,
on.
You think that's what it was?
This isn't a poor
allegedly.
Person.
He's like, my name's Copper. This is my mountain.
I know, exactly. So, yeah, but what a crazy story coming out of
was it Meemaw in her Cybertruck?
I know, right? She's
did
like,
she hit the gas and end up halfway up the hill?
I don't know how I got here.
Might as well slid on down. Meemaw, no.
Don't do it.
No, Meemaw.
Oh, and this is something that we already knew this. Colorado is the second best state, rather, for animals.
Oh.
So they're talking
like mooses?
Yeah, well, pet friendliness with cats and dogs, domesticated animals.
Oh,
so,
I want mooses.
Well, I'm sure we like our moose, too, right? But the state, we are praised for our high rates of pet ownership as well as our robust animal protection laws. We also have strong conservation efforts. So they're saying as a whole. So maybe that does include the mooses.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is an interesting stat that I saw. Do you know 86% of our rental listings, so like apartments for mm-hmm. rent, houses for rent, they are animal friendly.
Would you look at that?
That's unlike any
look
state
at it.
In the entire country. So I thought that was a really nice stat to kind of flex.
Well, they
bit.
Like that extra little bit of income every month,
and that's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
They love those pet deposits that you'll never get back.
Pet
because
deposits.
They'll smell something.
Exactly. What is that stain
yeah,
right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, bring your cat.
I know.
It's going to be $1,000.
And speaking of animals, watch out for bears. even more so this year. So I know we have to do that every year in our state here, but with the warm, non-existent winter that we had, bears are out earlier and in full force. So already there have been 98 bear sightings reported in Colorado, and in May, that is 77% higher than the year-end total of last year. Can you believe that? So we have so many bears out. I mean,
we're animal friendly here.
I know we are animal friendly, but just this week alone, I saw stories about a bear being trapped in a window well. I saw
yesterday. Help me, I'm in a window well.
In Erie, there was a black bear just taking a nap up in a tree somewhere.
I'm a tired bear.
Yes, and so if I don't know if you knew this, but there are no grizzly bears in Colorado. We only have black bears. So the black bears are a little less.
They'll be moving in though once they hear how great animals
exactly
are here in Colorado.
The grizzly bears.
We love animals.
The grizzly bears.
We're packing up shop and moving to Colorado.
Yes, I can see that. The migration of the grizzlies. But I didn't realize this about the bears, too, is that when they do see them out and about in the human habitats, like if you have a bear who got into a dumpster, say, and they have to be tagged, like if the animal control officers and whatnot, they'll have to get that bear and tag them and then relocate them, mm-hmm. right? They only get one more chance. So if they're caught doing that again, they euthanize
them. Two strikes are out.
I know. And so this is very important because the last thing we want.
I don't
is
like
to
that
see
at all.
No, I
they
hate
should at least
that
get three strikes.
That's what I thought. You
three
know?
Strikes.
But they're saying this, like, okay, and just so you know.
And they're not rabid. They're just
not
hungry.
They're just hungry. They're just.
I don't like
they're just
this
in their own habitat. But you will be, you know, happy to know that that relocation effort, it really does work because when they relocate a bear, only 25% of them become repeat offenders.
Oh. So they get them way out there.
Exactly. So it works. They've seen this work for years and years and
they
years.
They dump them out in like Durango.
They're asking you to just do your part, right? We know all about the trash and making sure it's secure. And they have all kinds of things that they implement in those little small mountain towns, too, like mats that have electricity go through them. Have you seen those? Like,
no, but I want
houses
one.
I know, just for your mother-in-law. That's
you stole my joke!
I'm sorry. I knew where you were going with that.
You're right. I want
not
one
wrong
right on my front doorstep so when my mother-in-law shows up.